And yo, y'all going a little too hard. And I don't even care for this individual like that, but I gotta speak my piece on it. Yeah, Mr. Take that, take that, take that, take that. Yeah, bad boy. Yeah. Hey man, I gotta say this, man, with everything that's being out there on this man, it's just crazy how social media in the public opinion, he's already fucking guilty. Now, I don't want to see an innocent nobody go down. I feel like people are making so much of this because of all of the accusations of his flamboyance, gayness, or the shit that he does behind closed doors. That's his business. Now, who knows? If he was to come out and just say, hey, I'm bisexual or whatever it is that shit he does behind closed doors with cameras or the no cameras, all I know is at the end of the day, if that could probably lighten his load, because it seems to be that he's on the fun side with all these accusations and then the clips of him saying some of the things out of his mouth, whether it was the things he said about wrestling with Usher over some damn Frosted Flakes, his commentary, the things he said around Justin Bieber about damn near turning him out, and we're gonna be doing some things that we can't show on TV, and just oh my God, the list goes on and on things that P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, whatever you want to call them these days, Brother Love, it's just crazy. There's a lot of accusations out there on him. We didn't watch the raid. We just every day by day there's just new shit. But all I know is that he opened a can of worms on his own for paying Cassie, whatever it was, the undisclosed amount that he paid her. I know for me, I'm not just paying to make some shit go away. I feel like when you pay off one lawsuit and it's publicly known, I feel like you open the floodgates for more shit to come. Oh, you giving payouts? Oh. It could be people just coming out the woodworks for with made up shit with no accusations and just want to make you pay them and they'll go away. But so many has happened ever since he paid Cassie off, and one could believe that hey, maybe he really did do this shit because who's paying these large amounts? Because at first I believe Cassie was only asking for 10 million, then it got bumped up to 30. So then it would say that they Puffy paid her an undisclosed amount. And they settled it, and that was the quickest lawsuit anybody had ever seen in less than 24 hours. So I feel like Diddy, he made himself look a certain way by cashing her out and not wanting to look a certain type of way or just wanting to pay it and make it go away. I feel like, man, look, for that kind of money and shit she was asking for, if I know I ain't did it, man, fuck it. We can go to court. We can go to war. However you want to do it. Like, I'm not paying you for something I know I didn't do. That's just me. I just feel like Diddy made himself look a certain type of way by paying Cassie, and that's what caused all of these more allegations and all these other things that are coming out. And we know Diddy has a history of not paying people from his artists. You know, he gave back the publishing like he was really doing something when there's not even worth anything right now. You know, he didn't squeeze all the juice out that fucking lemon that he could up them people. Now you want to give it back? Man, who knows? People, we could be watching and sitting back looking at P. Diddy's self-destruction, you know, or his own karma from all the things that he's done to people in the music industry. It might be his time. His time might be up, you know, but who knows? But all I know is he hasn't been, as of right now, as of May 12th, 2024, he has not been charged with anything. I think the feds are trying to build something on him and they're trying to make something stick because Diddy has a dream team of lawyers that could possibly make this go away. I mean, we've seen the man get through so many hoops and loops and he's been in trouble with the law and he's always managed to get out of trouble. And we've seen that with Diddy. But this one, it may be a little bit more differently. I mean, who knows? But we'll see what the feds have stacked up against him because we've seen them at the raid. We've seen them take multiple bagged up so many items. They ransacked throughout both of his mansions in what I believe it was Miami and LA, I believe it was. And we've seen them come out with tons of evidence, well, t with tons of stuff that looks like evidence that they're going to be going through, and we're just all sitting back to see what will stick. At the end of the day, all this shit is, to me, as a spectator on the sideline, all it is just fucking pure entertainment. And these are fucking rich people problems that some of my listeners who are listening to me right now may not understand. We don't have those P. Diddy rich people problems. We don't have that. But at the end of the day, it's fucking interesting to watch. And at the end of the day, the only thing I feel Diddy is guilty of is maybe not being clear on what his sexual reality is. He's confusing the public with that because he does have a lot of gay tendencies, and you can see it in his mannerism and in some of his interviews that can appear to be a look a little sketchy. That I wish that he would just come out and just say what he really is, because that's really what a lot of things that are in these allegations. His sexuality is really out there, and I think it will be talked about a lot in this up and coming trial, depending on how it goes, because Diddy doesn't look like he's going to pay out any more people. And he shouldn't. If you feel he didn't do it, take this shit to court and fight it all the way. All right? And I'm gonna be keeping it locked with y'all on this fucking case because it's crazy. More accusations and more things are just coming out by the day. So that's my update and that's my take on it. Yeah, on Mr. Take That, Take That, Take That. Bad boy. P. Diddy, wild, man. That's a wild fucking boy, man. Respect my mind. I'm out.